Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We're holding at the very, very top of the Omud, where the Gemara begins, Chamra Atika B'Invi. You remember yesterday in the Mishnah we had on the Omud Beis, that Yayin Nesach Shenofal Al Gabi Anovim, if the Anovim were ganz, complete, no holes, no cracks, Yadichem, all you have to do is rinse them off and they are mutter. But if there is a crack or a cleft or a divide or a cut or something in the anovim that would allow for a liquid to enter and to be absorbed into the anovim, then there are suras and there are also. Our Mishnah didn't tell us, however, what the shiur is in terms of the isur. And we'll see, Mechem, from now until the end of the Masechta, we're going to learn a lot of hilchos taruvis. Of min b'minoi, min b'she'enoi minoi, when is it b'mashu, when is it b'noi sintam, and that's what we're starting on in today's Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Chamra atika. If you have old wine doesn't necessarily mean 100 years old wine, it means wine that has already been fermented already from a while ago. And it pours into envy, the case like our Mishnah, on grapes. Since the tam of the wine is certainly different than the tam of the grapes, because this is old wine and these are new grapes, they also have two different names. This is called wine and this is called grapes. So divrei kodem, there's no machloikis, everyone agrees, benois and tam. When would I say that the grapes become aser? Assuming that the wine, for instance, was yayin nesach, only if when you eat the grapes you feel a tam of the wine. Now, of course, you're not allowed to go and be toyim the grapes, because maybe you'll feel the time of the wine you're now allowed to go and drink, yayin nesach. So the Gemara elsewhere will tell us that you either give it to a nach toyim armoy, which means a professional taster or chef who has a feel for these things, and or, if we were not talking about isur, we were talking about, for instance, truma, that the wine was truma wine and fell over onto an oven, you can give it to a kohen to taste. Or, says Rashi, if no one can go and no one's available to go and taste it, then the shear would be echod b'shishim. That if the amount of wine is 60 times the amount of the anovim, then that would be the din. Anyway, so what's the din? Chamra atika b'envi divya kol nois and tam. Everybody agrees that shear is nois and tam.
Is there any distinction
with? We're going to talk about that too, but we can't talk about the whole encyclopedia and the Gantz Torah in one word. Mechem, I'm going to talk about that as well. And now the Mishnah Gemara continues on Chamra chadata. What happens if you have fresh wine? Again, the Gemara doesn't describe how fresh it is, but presumably it's just coming out of the bar. That still has a tam similar to the juice which are inside the grapes, the envy. What happens now if one of them is an iser and one happens to be heter and they mix together? You have a machloik is now between abaya and rabba. The machloik is based on whether this is considered to be b'min b'minoi or min b'she'enoi minoi, as the Gemara will explain. Abaya omer b'mashu. Abaya says that even if a drop of wine got into those anovim, automatically the anovim would be osir. So if it was yayin nesach, then the anovim would be osir. If you're talking about truma wine, then of course it would have a din of truma, and only the kahana would be able to eat it. V'rova omar benois and tam. Now the shear bite is benois and tam. So what's the machlok between abaya v'rova zokti gemara? Abaya omar b'mashehu boser taima ozlinon idi v'idi chad taimahu dehavli min b'minoi or min b'minoi b'mashehu. There's a very famous rule that if one min falls into another min, then the halacha is b'mashu. That's not the halacha l'maisa, that's the shita of Rebbe Yehuda. L'maisa, we don't paskin that way. However, for purpose of our Gemara, the Gemara assumes that min b'mino is b'mashu, and min b'she'ena mino is b'nois and ta. What's the justification? Why are we distinguishing between one and the other? Because by definition, if you have a min b'she'ena mino, then you feel the tam. If you have X falls into Y, I feel some of the X over here. What happened? That's a Nesinus tam. However, if you have min b'minoi, if you have, for instance, Purdue chicken soup that mixes in together with glatt kosher chicken soup, you don't taste the difference. You can't tell the difference between a geschochten chicken and a Nevela dicker chicken. They both taste the same. So therefore, you can't say, let's see whether it's nois and tam. That's called min b'minoi. Min b'minoi, the shear is already b'mashu. So the question is now, what about this chamra chadeta be'invi. Is this considered to be a din a min b'minoi? A min b'she'enoi minoi. According to Abaya, the rule a min b'minoi is strictly a tam rule. Do you feel it? Don't you feel it? While according to Rava, min b'minoi is also in the shem. What's the name of the product that got merged or got mixed into the other product? So again, according to Abaye, it's b'mashu because pasa taimas lina. I don't care what the name of the fruit or the iser or the heter. That's of no concern to me. I'm only concerned with the taste. Ir v'iri chataimu, brand new wine out of the bar and the juice inside the anovim are sufficiently similar that they're considered to be chataimu. If it's chatam, then havali min b'minoi. Min b'minoi, you can't go and show and differentiate between one min and the other min. You can't go and say, it gets a nesinas tam. It's the same tam. Therefore, min b'minoi is b'mashu. If it gets mixed in yes, a drop, then these anovim have the same din as the wine. For Avam, b'nois and tam. No, you measure b'nois and tam. Why do you measure b'nois and tam? Because b'os is shmo azlina. We go after the name of the two food items or drink or liquids that got mixed in together. Let's take a look at the wine. The wine is not called grapes. It's called wine. The grapes are not called wine. They're called grapes. So therefore, if grapes and wine get mixed together, they have two separate shemes. Two separate shemes means that there's two separate minim. So everybody agrees to the general rules. Min b'minoi, b'mashu. Min b'she'ena minoi, b'noi sentam. The only question is, how do you define min b'minoi and min b'she'ena minoi? According to Bai, it's strictly a tam rule. Do you feel it? Don't you feel it? That determines whether it's min b'minoi. Well, according to Rava, it depends what, how do you call it? Which class does it fit in? Does it fit in the class of grapes? Does it fit in the class of wine? Two separate shemes, and therefore it's min b'she'enoi minoi.
One thing that everybody really recall, when we don't have a deeper call Rabbi Yehuda, that it's
the Divya Kol of Agmar is referring strictly to Bai Verov. We're not talking about Remei and Rabbi Yehuda and other Tanam and Amiran. As far as the Bai Verov is concerned, the definition of min b'mina, min b'she'enoi minoi, then Agmar said, Divya HaKol Chamra Atika b'Invi, you have two differences. Number one, it's a different time. This is old wine and this is brand new grapes. And number two, they have different names. So therefore, Abai Barabba would both agree it's min b'she'ena minai. But the entire Gemara here is going Alibi to Rabbi Yehuda, who's the one that holds that min b'minoi is b'mashu. The Rabbanon, however, disagree with that Rabbi Yehuda. And we, in fact, do not pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass it even by min b'minoi, that it's b'nois and tam. Since there's no nesinas tam, it's b'shishim. But again, that's not for purpose of Gemara, that's just in general. Now, Frank Gemara tonight. Let's ask a kasha now on Abaya from our Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Yayines, Ashenof al-Gabi Anovim. If they were mivuka ois, if there was a spout, some sort of crack inside the Anovim, and wine enters, they are awesome. Now, the Maisa, our Mishnah doesn't say what the shear is. The Gemara assumes, however, that the shear is benois and tam. Why does the Gemara assume it's benois and tam? Because right after that, in yesterday's Mishnah, it said, Nofal agabi to einem agabi, tomorrow miyesh ben benois and tam. It's asur. And at the end of the Mishnah, it says, Zeh aklal. Kosh benois benois and tam is asur. Kosh ein ba nois and tam. So the Mishnah keeps on talking, nois and tam. So the Gemara therefore assumes that the same thing would apply to the anovim and the yayin, that the shear is benois and tam. Okay. Now, the Mishnah also doesn't tell us which yayin you're talking about. So the Gemara assumes in the Hava Minah, Tanan, yayin nesach shenof al gabi anovim v'chuli, mevukois is osur. Kasol kadaitach, we assumed that the Mishnah is talking about with all types of wine, any type. And therefore, not only chamra tika, but also chamra chadata. And chamra chadata got mixed in with envy. My love and nois and tam, since the whole Mishnah talks about nois and tam. Ezoi vazoi, is doch schwer on Abaye, because Abaye said on the second and third line, Chamra Charata Be'invi, Abaye Omer B'mashu, what's the reason why B'mashu, Bosa Tamaz Lein, and it's Min B'minoi, etc. Don't we see from our Mishnah L'choyre that it's been Nois and Tam, is doch schwer on Abaye. After B'loi, B'mashu, Nishkefelech, after all the Mishnah doesn't say explicitly, so this case is talking about a case of B'mashu. Freitimah Nakma. I don't accept that. Hamidiktoni Seifa, since the Seifa says the Haklal, this is now the general rule, which apparently is applying to our Mishnah and generally. Kosher Menos Menos Tam, also Kosher Ein Menos Menos Tam is Mutter. Michlal, Noisin Tam Maskinan. Is the Chassimin that the Mishnah is revolving around this rule of Noisin Tam? Otherwise, shouldn't the Mishnah have said something else? Another Zeaklal, it's Min Beminoi, it's Mamashu. Mishnah doesn't address that. So therefore, the Mishnah sounds like everything is Noisin Tam. Is the Chavai Teshver, if we're talking about Chamra Charata Be'envi, Abai said at the top that it's Mamashu. Abai Masiz Machamatika Be'envi, says Abai, the Gansa Kasha Nishnah Teshver. Because the whole kash is based on a faulty premise. It's based on that the Mishnah is talking about yayin chadata with envy. Oh, then you have to start talking about the same tam, the same shem. No. I'm talking about the Hamratika case, which is the top case at the very top of the Omid, which we began today. We're there, like Brother Shai pointed out a moment ago, Dibri Hakol, everybody agrees with Noisin Tam. Says Abai, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. We're not talking about fresh wine that just came out in Megiddo. We're talking about classic old wine, which has a much different taste than envy, then everybody agrees. It's a different name. It's a different tam. Dibri Hakol, it's been Noisin Tam. Put two dots over here. And now we continue right to talking about other food items or other liquids, where again we'll see, according to Abai Varava, do you go Basar Tam or do you go Basar the Shem? The word chala means vinegar. If you have vinegar made out of wine vinegar, or if you have vinegar made out of shecher, beer vinegar, two different types of vinegar. They have the same name, they're both called chala, but they have a different tam, because one is made out of wine and one's made out of beer. Or similarly, v'chamira d'chiti, v'chamira d'sari. You can have chamira. Chamira we know we're going to say in a week from now, called chamira v'chamia. Chamira is from a lotion of sa'or. We had in last week said, kichol sa'or v'chol devash, v'saktir mimen ish l'ashem, targum unklis on the word sa'or, is chamir. Chamir, people usually translate yeast, but it really means sourdough. Sourdough is something which can go and cause... Sorry? Who are you saying?
It's machmetzes.
It's machmetzes, exactly. It causes regular dough to rise and become chametz. Fine. So what happens if you have sourdough made out of chitim and one made out of soyim? And one is isur and one is et. How could it be isur? Or l'kloy kerem, avoid a zara, whatever it to me, there's some sort of isser, could be it's truma, and it got mixed into sa'idim. So now what's the shear? So now you have two chala cases, two vinegar cases, one from chamra, one from shechra, and I have two sa'ar cases, one from chitim, one from sa'idim. So in both cases, we're talking about that it had a different tam, but it has the same name. It's chala and chala, or chamira and chamira. Sabayu amma benoisin tam, because basatay mazlinan. Just because they're both called vinegar, but they're different vinegars. Somebody wants vinegar for salad dressing, only wants one type and not the other type. The other type, nah, I don't want that. Nah. I use that for cooking. I wouldn't use that for salad dressing. And the same thing is for the when it comes to the sa'or, the chamira. Some people would want the chamira for a cake, and some people want it for a bread, and some people want it for a flaky dough, for this, for that. So, it has a different tam, even though it has the same name. And therefore, Zokta Baya, since Hai Tam al Chud, Vai Tam al Chud, Havali Min B'She'en Aminoi. Min B'She'en Aminoi, Benoi Sin Tam. So now, this Abaya is consistent in Mahalach with the Abaya of up above. However, as you see, Abaya is consistent that sometimes there'll be a Chumrah, sometimes there'll be a Kula, but in all cases you go after the Sinas Tam. Back on the top of the Omid, the two items that we were talking about, the food items, had a different name. One was wine, and the other was grapes. Abai said, I don't care what the name is, I care what the tam is. And since the tam by Chamra Chadata, brand new wine, and the grapes and the grape juice inside the grapes, are basically the same, oh, it's min b'minoi. Min b'minoi b'mashu. So therefore it was much more chomor up above a chumra of a ayat. Abaya is consistent now, but here it's the reverse set of cases. It's not a situation where we had two different names, like wine and grapes, but they had the same tam. Here we're talking about that there were two separate, the two have the same name, they're both called vinegar, they're both called sourdough, however they have a different tam. And since according to Abaya, you always go basar tam, I have a case over here of min b'she'ein minay, min b'she'ein minay. So here Abaye is being makel, but not because he's disagreeing with the previous Abaye. He's totally consistent. He's always saying you want to determine what's min b'minay, what's min b'she'ein minay. Feel the tam. If the taste is the same or basically the same, that's what's koveya, and then it's min b'minay. If the taste is different, and it's min b'she'ein minay, and it's b'nois and tam.
Even in the same name, there's a different shem levi. One's apple vinegar, one's wine vinegar, one's beer vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not entirely the same name. There's no confusion in Mekach and Memkar that this is the same thing. There's sub-labels.
Yeah, well, you'll see that according to Rava, you do go basa shema. For Rava Amar Mamashu Basa Shmo is leading. We go after the name Vaychala Mikri, Vaychala Mikri. Apparently, when you go to the store and you ask for vinegar, both of them are called vinegar. And if the storekeeper has any brains, he'll ask you which type of vinegar would you like? Would you like the wine vinegar? Do you want the barley vinegar or the beer vinegar or the whatever vinegar? However, the basic term is still the same. Both are called chal. The reason why the Gemara told us chala de chamim, chala de shichra, because if we just say chala bechala, then it would chala and chala exactly the same. What's the difference? So if we have to put the chamim and shichra in parentheses, one is chala vinegar. What type of vinegar? Footnote, it's the wine vinegar. And the other is the vinegar, it's the beer vinegar. But they both have the same name, vinegar. Same thing, you go into the store, I want sourdough. Oh, but I have multiple sourdoughs. I have sourdough from Chitim, sorry. Okay, I want the Chitim one, I want the Soyin one. But they both have the basic, the same name. V'chal mikri, v'chal mikri, v'chamiri mikri, v'chay chamiri mikri. And since they all have the same name, according to Rava, that makes it v'avle min ben minay. V'chal min ben minay is ben mashu. So again, even though now Rava is being the machmir, up above Rava was being the Mako, they are consistent in their Mahalach. Because Rava always says you want to determine what's min b'minay. You don't look at the taste, you look at the name. And since up above wine and grapes are two different names, I don't care that the taste happens to be more or less the same. They're two different names, that's a min b'she'einoy minay. Here we're talking about two different types of vinegar, but alamais is called vinegar, 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 vinegar. Oh, they have the same name, it's min b'minay, and therefore it's b'mashu. I'll bring you a raya from a braisa that I'm right, that you go after the tam, and not after the name, the sign you learned in the braisa, tavlin. Tavlin are different types of spices that you put into food. Beis v'gimel shemois v'hein min echad. You have two or three different names, but they're all from the same min, from the same species. Now, what does that mean, two or three names from the same species? The machloikis rishonim. The way Rashi learns pshat is that the two or three names, min echad, is all one and the same. We're talking about three different types of pepper. Rashi says you can have pilpul lovan, that would be white pepper. Pilpul shachar would be black pepper. And you have pilpul arach, long pepper. But they're all called pepper. So therefore they're all min echad, even though they have different names. A white pepper, mit a schwarze pepper, mit a lange pepper. But they're all min echad.
Pepper they didn't have.
I'm sorry?
Red they didn't have.
Maybe they did, but that's Rashi doesn't quote it. And you have to look in the Mefarshim if they add an additional red pepper. Yeah, very good. What about and green peppers? Also, you have the same question. Anyway, so Lamasa, these are three names from one min. Toisis disagrees, and Toisis suggests that maybe we're talking about Beis V'Gimel Shem V'Hein Min Echad, that we're not talking about dinim of the names of the peppers or the names of the tavlin, but we're talking about different names of Isurin, that you could have one min, call it pepper, but all white peppers. But one white pepper might be an orla white pepper. The other might be kloya kerem white pepper. And the other one might be avodah zarah. Well, tumah I'm not sure, because that's not really an isur. That happens to be something that's only for the kahanim. But regardless, konzayin efshe tumah. But the point is, you have to look in the toisin and the mefarshim. They go into it in great. In fact, Barry, I have to apologize, because the first choice is on the wide lines. Tavlin shoshnayim v'gimel shemis v'hein min echad. If you look about five lines before the end of Toisvis, middle of the line, v'hachi perushay. You see the hey pay, v'hachi perushay, hacha, tavlin shoshnayim v'gimel shemis, you're going pilpul decline, pilpul the arlo, pilpul the troma, the flossi surin, the kulan min, pilpul and heim. So that's what the Gemara means according to Toises, but according to Shkoyach Bari. But according to Rashi, if you look at the Rashi here, about 7 or 8 lines on the top of the Amud Tavlin Shnayim, the Gimel Shemis, skip Hachigasin Memsechtes Orla, Zukt Rashi, Gimel Shemis Vein Min Echad Kigoyim, pilpul lavan, pilpul shachar, pilpul aruch. These are all three the same min. All of that is fascinating, but really that's not the focus of the Abaye's riot. The focus is the next three words. Oy min gimel, or three minim. Now what means three minim? Rashi is silent. Tosis, however, quotes Rashi, and either Tosis himself is filling in the blank of what means the three minim, or perhaps Tosis had a more expansive Rashi than we have. And looking back at that same Tosis again, the second wide line, Talmud Shushan Vigil Moshem is Eimenecha Pirush Rashi, going Pilpul Lovin, Pilpul Shacha, Pilpul Aruch, Veimenecha Vikulim Kareem Pilpulim, Oy Gimel Mina Tavlin Kigoy, Pilpul, the Komoin, the Kinomoin. Pilpul, of course, is pepper. Cumin is cumin, and cinnamon is cinnamon. Aha. So all of these three things, those are the three separate meaning. Okay, so now let's assume, like Rashi learns, they're lamashal all of Arla, but each one of them is only a third of a kezias. You have a third of a pilpul, a third of a cumin, a third of a cinnamon. You don't have a full shear of any of them. Jokta the Mishnah, Jokta Braisa, they are asurin, umit starfin, even though these are totally separate meaning. They are mitzarif to make one big isur for purposes of being mevatel echad b'shishim. So without this price, I would go and say, Sat Gezint, Reb Shaul, you have this in mind, have a wonderful Yom Tov.
Thank you.
Kol Tov. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you after Yom Tov. And Mazel Tov on the Bar Mitzvah, Gain of Simchas. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara Jokta Zeh, as Nochmo, the Asur Umitztarfen. In other words, lule this brisa, I might have said that let's look at the entire pot in which these tavlin were placed, and in this pot there are more than 60 times the little piece of pilpul, there are more than 60 times this little piece of kamoin, there's more than 60 times this little piece of kinamoin. And therefore they should all become batel umavutel ke'afra de'ara. They're all less than 1/60. On the other hand, the Braisa says, nitaze, we are mitzar of all three together, and since pilpul, kamin, kinamin, whatever the quantities were, add them all together. If there's less than 1 × 60, in other words, it's more than 1/60 in this porridge, this stew, this pot, whatever you're cooking, so the three then are mitzaref, and therefore it would make this pot orlo or kloyakerem or truma, whatever the minim happen to be. But what do I see from this price? Three totally separate minim, like pilpul, kamin, kinamin, are mitzaref. V'yamachizkia, you know why they're mitzaref? Hachem minim esika askinon. They all lend a pleasant, sweet taste. We don't mean exactly the same, because nothing has exactly the same tam. Even sugar and sukkarit or whatever, sweet and low, don't have exactly the same. But they're all sweeteners. I'm not sure that a pilpul would be a perfect example of a sweetener, but maybe it is. I'm not such an expert in spices. But the point that Chizkiah says is, you know why they're mitzaref? Because they're all minim esika. Zot Chizkiah v'hoyil v'ra'uyin le'masik v'henes akdeira. You know why they're all mitzaref l'gabi isser v'heter? Because they're all mitzaref in their pe'ula, in what they do. What is that? To sweeten up this delicious pot roast, cholent soup, or whatever these three tavlin are mixed in. That's the Brisa, and that's Chizkiah's explanation. If you're going to go and tell me that we're going Basar Tama, and that's why they're all mitzaref, like Chizkiah said, they all come the Masi Ben Asakteira, and that's why they're all mitzaref. If you're going to go after the name, like Ravelers, Haishma Luchud, Vaishma Luchud. This is not only a name with a levoy, like Barry was pointing out before. We're talking about totally separate shemes. Here you're talking about pilpul, here you're talking about kamoin, here you're talking about kinamoin. And never the twain shall meet. They all have different shemes. And according to Rava, therefore, since they're all different shemes, they should not be mitzaref. Because Rava says we always go after the shem, and not after the tam. For Rava Amalach Amani Ramehi, Zot Rava, don't ask me a kasha from that brisa, because this brisa is Shittas Rameir, and it's a special, special din. Who's this Rav Meir? The son of Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Mishim Rav Meir. Minayim lechol yisurim shebetoy shebesarfim zeh mzeh. How do I know that all yisurim mitzarf? And yisurim now attack talking about any type of isur. Kelai mit orla, mit truma, mit nevela, mit treva, all is mitzarf. Shinema leisoichal kol teyeva, kol sheti abdel chari hu lebal toichal. Anything which the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that I detest, that I feel is an abomination, a teyeva, they're all mitzarf. And so therefore, I don't look at the shame, I don't look at the tam, I don't look at the reyach. All I know is that multiple yisurim are together in one pot. They're all mitzarif. Oh, if all three of them happen to be arla, noch besser. If they happen to be arla mit kelayim with truma, etc., also good. Anything and everything is mitzarif to overwhelm the majority that's in this pot. So even though against each one individually there'll be enough to be mevatel echad b'shishim, however, if all three are mitzarif and they defeat that echad b'shishim, mitzarif to make it awesome.
And you say Deborah Habidi the time in a batal afilu be'elok.
Chavulin are exception. They're especially pungent, especially strong.
No sense, they shouldn't be bottled.
That's what Brother Shai is saying. I think you bring a riot to him. But since it's a milta, the Avidal of Tama has a special, then they shouldn't become bottled at all. And maybe the Gemara will deal with that later. Our Gemara, however, in this case, doesn't address that, and the Gemara assumes that these tavlin are the same as everything else. But mice, they don't become bottled because they are, the Mabraisa said, then mitzarev, please. What you're asking is, even regardless of all the details, two minim, three minim, a tavlin is so special, if it's mitzavidu v'tama, maybe it shouldn't become bottled at all. Mirchem, we're going to probably deal with that further on in the next few days, because next few days we go a lot into these hilchos isavet. Anyway, beginning back to Agmar, says Rava, therefore it's not shver on me. I'm going according to everybody other than Ramea that doesn't subscribe to this view. And in fact, Rashi adds that according to Rava's Teretz, that it goes according to Ramea, we dispense with Omar Chizkiah. We don't need to talk about that they're all Mine Mesikaskinan, even if they are totally different. One gives a sharp taste, and one gives a sweet taste, and one gives a salty taste. It makes no difference. As long as they are different Isurim, all these Isurim and Mitztarif to overwhelm the Echad B'Shishim Shir that normally would be Mavatal each one individually.
Ramir is a Machmir because he's a Choshes Lamir. He's always worried about that little nothing in there that
okay.
Clouds up everything.
Good. And the Gemara continues on. Let's come on to now another case. And now we're going to leave for a moment shame and tam. The two svaris of Abai and Rava. We're going to continue having Abai and Rava, but now we're going to focus more on Reach. What is the mas mit Reach? Jokti moraze. Chala ligav chamra, divri hakoil benoisin tam. Chamra ligav chala, Abai and Mamashu with Rava, omer benoisin tam. We have a mixture here. We have vinegar that mixes into wine, or wine that mixes into vinegar. As we all know, vinegar has a very, very strong smell. Chamra, less so. So what happens now? We have vinegar falling into wine. When the vinegar falls into the wine, what happens is, explains Rashi, there is not enough of reyach to go and machkalia the wine. In other words, the wine will not go and immediately get the tam, the reyach of the chaymet. The reason is because the chamra is much larger quantity than the chaymet. After all, we're talking trying to be mavatel echad b'shishim benoisin tam. So apparently, just a drop or two of vinegar fell into a much larger quantity of wine. That small quantity falling into the wine will be overwhelmed by the wine and will not cause the wine to get the reyach of the vinegar. On the other hand, the wine's scent is much less pungent, much less strong than the scent of the chala of the vinegar, and the chamra will not overwhelm the chala with its smell, because the chala smell is a more intensive, more pungent smell than that of the wine. And so therefore, we're not going to go basar reyach, we're just going to go basar tam. And we're just going to look, what's the tam of this wine? Do you feel the vinegar or don't you feel the vinegar? It's benoisin tam. However, if the other way around, chamra legav chala, that's a different story. Now you're talking about you have a large quantity of vinegar and a small quantity of wine. And as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, the vinegar is so strong that as the couple of drops of wine spill into this container of challah of vinegar, the vinegar's reich is so strong that even before the wine hits the challah down below, it will already be permeated with the scent or the smell of the vinegar. And therefore it's as if drops of vinegar are falling into the vinegar. But if you were to go and quickly keep them before they catch them with a spoon, before they fall all the way down to the bottom, and you would taste it, it would have a taste of wine. But if you wanted to go and smell it, it would have a smell of the vinegar. So therefore, now we come again into that same conflict or the same definitional question. How am I going to define these couple of drops of wine that are falling into the large container of vinegar? Because the tam is the tam of yayin, it's therefore min b'shein and minoy. This is wine and that's vinegar. It has a different name and it also has a different tam. Both Abai and Rava should agree that it's benois and tam. In fact, that's what they say in the previous halacha. However, because of the reach of the vinegar so intense, it causes the wine now to adapt and be permeated with the smell and the scent of vinegar, so that if you could quickly catch it before it reaches the bottom, you would extract it and you would smell it and say, it tastes like wine, but it smells like vinegar. The smell is that of vinegar, but it tastes that of wine. So now the question is this considered to be a min b'minoy, or min b'she'einoy minoy? And that's the machloik is now between Abaye and Rava. Again, chamra legav chala. You have chamra, which means wine, falling into chala, falling into vinegar. So if you look at the last Rashi, the last three lines, avol chamra legav chala, mishor she'gili avir akli. As soon as the drops of the wine hit the air space of the kli of vinegar, nepach hayayin bereicha lereicha choymet. Try quickly, chap, take a spoon, chap those drops of wine, take it out, you'll smell it. Wow, so quickly, it only 1 second, 2 seconds was in the container, it really smells like vinegar because the vinegar is so strong and so potent and so pungent, etc. Even before the wine hits the vinegar down below, are you shoving bereichon? They had the exact same reich. Can you imagine? What's the halacha now? Back to the Gemara last line. Abaye omer b'mashu, Rav omer nois and tam. Abaye omer b'mashu, you know why? Because reichai chala v'tam v'chamra, these couple of drops that are falling into this large container of vinegar, they now have the same reich of vinegar, even though the tam is a tam of yayin. What status does it get? Says Abaye, I hold it now has the status of chala. It has the status of reyach. Chala is the reyach is the determinant. It is now also ashtik, not ashtik, but drops of vinegar, even though it has the tam of yayin. So now when one vinegar falls into the other vinegar, like we said before. Well, Rava Omar, noy benois and tam. You know why benois and tam? Because reiche chala v'tama chamra, when you have drops of wine that have one reich, the reich of chala of vinegar, the tam is the tam of yain, it's a hybrid, like we just said. Says Rava, I disagree with my distinguished colleague Abaye, that says that now it has a status of chala. I say it's called chamra. You don't go after the reich, you go after the tam. It's interesting. Rabban the Oman Aleph said when you're dealing with shem and tam, we go after the shem. However, when you're going by reich and tam, then you go after the tam. And the reason why he holds you go after the tam, like the Gemara is going to explain shortly, because Rabban holds reich alav milzi. Reich is really nothing, it's only, you smell it for 1 second and the whole reich disperses, there's nothing left. If it's la milzi, if you're dealing with reich and tam, then the tam is the koveh. Shem and tam, the shem is koveh. Because shem, that's the name. That's more important than the tam. However, if you're dealing with reich and tam, then tam is more important than the reich. And therefore it says, Rava, reich achal b'tam achamra, it's chamra. It might smell like vinegar, but the mice, if you taste it, you know that it's wine. So now when those drops hit the vat, hit the bottom of the container, and they hit the chaymitz down below, it's wine falling into vinegar. Zhoti Gemara, hai bastia. Bastia means that a person went and perforated, he made a hole in the top of the chavias of a wine barrel to be able to go and smell the wine. If you remember, we had this a few days ago in the Gemara called the government inspector an agardamin. He was the government inspector that was appointed to go and measure all the weights and measures, as well as to go and smell the wine to make sure that it's wine and it's not acidic, it's not vinegar, it's not sour. Hey, that was his job. Here it's not necessarily a person who is his job, but somebody wanted to go and smell the wine to see whether it's still fresh, whether he can buy it, he should buy it, not buy it. Okay, so the bastia is referring to that hole or that straw that you use to perforate into the megupas chavis, the seal at the top of the chavis. The Gemara earlier called it a menekes. Okay, so what is this bastia? Oiv gecham b'Yisrael shabedami. If a goy is smelling the wine, he didn't taste the wine, he didn't go and take any of the wine out of the barrel, he's just smelling the wine through this straw, through this hole. It was Jewish wine, kosher wine, chapadomi, no problem. The chayr, that's no grois achidish. Either Chum didn't touch the wine, he didn't pick up the wine, he didn't shake the wine, he just smelled it. We'll see in a moment what the chidish is. So that's chapadomi. However, Yisrael, but if Ayid is smelling the yayin nesach wine of the goy, the question is reicha milsa or reicha lav milsa? And therefore it'll be totally in the machloikis that we just had now between Abaye and Rava. Why did Abaye say that when you have wine, a couple of drops of wine, that now have that vinegar smell of it, but it still has a wine taste. Why is it called challah? Why is it called vinegar? Because the bayah holds you go basa the reyach. So therefore, reyach is even more important than tam when it comes to min b'minoy shaylis. Because he holds reycha miltzehi. Mashenkin, according to Rava, who said in the identical case of the wine falling into the vinegar, that even though it has a smell of vinegar, but it has a taste of wine, you go basa the tam, and it's called wine. Why does Rava say that? Because he holds reycha la miltzehi. And so therefore, when a Jew is smelling the goyisha wine, abaya amaser, you're not allowed to. Reicha milzi, Rava Omer Mutter, Reicha La Milzi. Zukti Martak, Abaye Omer Oser, Reicha Milzi, Rava Omer Mutter, Reicha La Milzi. Now, before we continue, what do we see from this Abaye? First of all, we see Abaye and Rava are wholly consistent. Makes a lot of sense. They're good. But more than that, we see that according to Abaye, if the Yisrael were to smell the wine in a Yayin Nesach barrel of a goy, that's awesome. We should be goyzer the other way around too. That not only don't allow a Jew to smell the goyish wine, but don't allow a goy to smell Jewish kosher wine. Because if you're going to allow an oiv gecham to go and smell the kosher wine, people will say, well, it doesn't make a difference. The goy smells the kosher wine, a Jew smells the non-kosher wine, and therefore we should be goyzer. That's now the chiddush of the halacha. That's when we said, Hadvastir. Israel, Shapidami. We ask, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that we're not goyzer aliba di abaya. Who says this? Look at the second Toisvis. Israel, what's the chiddush? I would think maybe we should make a general rule so there shouldn't be any confusion in the ranks, and people shouldn't start whining about wine that was smelled by a goy or by a Jew. No, we don't make a gzeira. We assume that people understand that there's a fundamental difference between a goy smelling the kosher wine and the Jew smelling the non-kosher wine. And Barry has a question.
We have in the
Ila
that
Koil Mar Mamish.
Right. So and we know that the Ketores was so powerful that Kalas didn't leave perfume on their wedding day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
How could the bias say Reyach Milsehi? To be aser, it's you're not moel in it. How can a bayah assert this?
Well, you'll notice that there are long toises in over here, and toises that could bring from all other types of gemaras where they discuss those types of issue, whether reicha milti, reicha lav milti. So I'm sure if you went through all the mafarshim, you'll see that they will deal with those types of issues, and or maybe the gemara is going to deal with it in the next few days, because we're certainly not finished with the whole sugya of the tamim and the reichos and the min minois, etc. But your point is very well taken. And in fact, you'll notice the Toises talk about these types of issues, about Reicha Milzi, La Milzi, in other fact settings. But anyway, According to Rava, it's certainly good. And Abaye v'Rava, we always pass like Rava, except for the Al-Kigam. And this is not one of the Al-Kigam cases. So therefore, Rava would be certainly consistent with that Kol Ma'avarech in B'mamish. Omer Rava, you know, I'm in a letter, Reicha v'lei klamu. I'll bring you a raya that Reich is garnished. Itnan. Taner she'sikoy be'komoin shel truma. We had Komoin in the Omer Aleph, that's cumin, it's the name of some sort of spice. If you went and heated up the oven with this Komoin, apparently the Komoin is similar to wood that you can go and use as fuel to heat up an oven, and that's what he did, and it was a wood of Truma. And Vovabayis and Pasa, now they baked the pas inside this oven. Hapas Muteres! You're allowed to go and eat the pas. Oy, how can you go and eat the pas? After all, the pas was baked as a result of the Komoin Shel Truma. Yishok the Mishnah, Lefi She'ein Tam Komoin, Ela Reicha Komoin. If you go and cut up the bread now and you start eating it, of course you have to wash and make Hamoitzi. But after that, when you start eating it, it doesn't have the taste of Komoin. At most, it'll have the smell. You'll have a scent of Komoin. And since I, Rav, hold Reich alav milzi, this is very consistent. That's why the Mishnah said it's Daka Mutter, because Reich is garnished. But according to Abaye, oh, if it has a Reich, it should have a din of Truma. Abaye, Shani, Hosem, the Mikla, Isurei. Says Abaye, you cannot compare, because in the cases that we were talking about before about the Reich, we're talking about the Mamoshes still remains. So you have a Reich, which stams, which is the derivative, it stems from Mamoshes, something which exists. Well, in such a case, I hold that Reich is stronger than Tam. So for instance, in the case of the Chamra and the Chala, the vinegar is here. The vinegar gives such a scent, such a smell. So then the wine gets that smell and Reich Hamiltzi. Same thing over here, I'm smelling the barrel of wine. The wine is here, so that smells. Mashenkin, here we're talking about cumin that you just said now burned up inside the tanner. There's no cumin left. And therefore, in such a case, as a baya, you have the reyach, but you don't have the cumin. Therefore, mikli surei, the isra is totally burned up. Based on this, this would go and fit in nicely with Barry's question of before. For instance, the ktoidus, reyach in by mamish, by the time you smell the smoke, presumably the ktoidus has already been consumed and is no longer there. And therefore, Abaye says, even I would agree in such a case, a reyach ala milzi. Anyway, yeah, of course, you have to look at Mefarshim, all the cases and how they compare one with the other.
Normal cases, say you had a tanur and you had truma, the wheat that you're using to fuel the tanur.
Mm-hmm.
So a czar could use this heated, he's benefiting from it.
You couldn't do it with chilev, but the evidence wouldn't be a problem because you have neither tan nor reich. You have gunish inside there. You have zero.
So the czar could use the...
He'd be able to go and eat from the bread, and then Pesach would be able to eat from the matz.
The whole thing with Yosef Tamar, isn't it is from Nazir, the Kedera of the Nazir
it's
used
true.
To, and they estimated that the...
It's wrong with Shailen, no?
There are two Makaitis, but one of the Makaitis is, in fact, in this time, is a Mishra Sanovim. Mishra Sanovim, you put one into the other, you're putting bread or cookie. You remember, I don't know how many people do it today, but the Alta Tzaten, the Alta Yidin, when they're by Kiddush, they would always go and take a piece of kichel or a piece of cake and they would dip it into the schnapps. Right. They would eat it that way.
Yeah.
So that's a mishras anovim, that you went and took and you were shoreh, you soaked bread, you soaked something else inside the juice or inside the wine. So you take and learn from there, min v'shein aminoi, and tam, enochami, that's one of the major makoidas from the din of the tam. But you also have from... last week, Sedra, that talk about the karbonos, it says, Kol ha-shi'igo behem yikdosh, that if an oiler touched a chattis touched an oiler, touched a shlomim, then you go yikdosh, it has the chumash of both of them, and Simi will be able to share that with you after the limud, because it's a Rashi in this week's parsha, and Rashi talks about what does it mean yikdosh, that it has a chumash of boy, that for instance, if kachim kalim touch kachim kudishim, and it boileya from one from the other, guess what happens? In the Kachim Kalim now are upgraded, and you can only eat it inside the Azar. You can eat it outside the Beis Migdash. It also would be Nechel to Kahanim. It wouldn't be Nechel to regular Yisraelim. Moreover, what happens if it's the other way around? Meaning that if, for instance, the Kachim Kalim happens to be Tameh, and it touches the Kachim Kudishim, even though the Kachim Kudishim is more holy, however, you take the Chumash Bishneim, and the Chumra over here is that the Kachim Kalim is Tameh, so this also becomes Tameh. Or if that was Pigul or Noisa, this will also, the Blias will transfer one to the other. So the Hilchas Blias, you learn one of them, Taka, from another, but you also learn from Kachim. It's also another limud, which is similar, that you learn from the Klei Midja. Anyway, we're going now beyond the four corners of our Gemara, and now we're going to continue on. Nochamul halachas Amar Meri Kitanoi. This machlok is between Abaye and Rava, whether or not Recha Miltzi or Recha Lav Miltzi, Toshin an Alta Machlokes. We are the Alta Machlokes. Zok the Gemara, we have a Mishnah or a Braisa, Haroi de Pas Chama, Unesana al Pichov Yeshel Yayin Shel Truma. You have bread, you just took it out of the oven, it's Pas Chama, it's still warm, it's still hot. And instead of placing it down just on the counter, you put it down on a chov yishol yayin, and the yayin is of truma. The question, or the shayla the Gemara is going to have to deal with, is the pas going to be shoev from the reyach of the yayin? We know for sure that the pas didn't fall into the barrel. We're not talking about that it was shoev, the actual liquid. But what about the reyach that is emitted by the yayin? So we have a three-way machloikis. Remeir oiser, don't eat the paschama, meaning a zor shouldn't eat it, only the kahanim, because now it's a shtik truma. But Rabbi Yehuda matir, and Rabbi Yosi is a shtik upshara. Rabbi Yosi matir b'shal chitim, v'oisi b'shal sa'oidim, v'neisha sa'oidim shoy avis. So the choyre, what's the three-way machlekes over here? My labakim evigi, the marasov reichem milzihi, that's why the mayor says it's osur, because it took the reich in of the truma, and here's not Mikla Isurei, the truma is still around, the Chov Yishol Yayin is intact, so it's Reicha Milzi, and therefore it's Osur, meaning Osur is Zor. And Omar Sovar, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mutter because Reicha Voloi Klamuz Gunish, and Rabbi Yosi says it depends whether it's Chitim is Oyrim. If it's Oyrim, it is Shoyev, Reicha Milzi. If it's Chitim, it's not Shoyev, and therefore it's Gunish. Is the Chayy Dos the Machlekes? According to Rav, it's a Vadi Machlekes Tanoi, because since Rav holds that Reicha Miltzihi, he would certainly have to hold like Remeir, and he couldn't understand, he couldn't pass to with Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Mutter. Aha. However, the question is, what about Abaye? Mi Leima Tanoihi, does Abaye, is he forced to go and say, since Abaye holds that Reicha Lab, Reicha Miltzihi, Haltach Abaye, so is Abaye forced to go and say that he holds like Remeir, and I may have said according to Rava, I'm sorry. According to Rava, Rava said, Reicha Lav Milzi, since Lav Milzi is Gunish, if it's Lav Milzi, he has to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Mati. What does he hold? I'll leave it to Remeir. He'd have to say, Remeir Taka argues, and therefore it's a Vali Tanoi. However, Abaye that says that Reicha is Milzi, so he would hold L'choy like Remeir, Remeir Oiser. The question is, does he say that my halacha like Remeir, that this is in dispute, that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees? So, it could be that everybody agrees with me that Reicha is Miltzihi. So, what's the machlekes? Don't remember, Rabbi Chanan Rish Lakish said that this machlekes is not so simple. It depends on the fact pattern. Then everybody agrees to me, says Abaye, because Reicha Milti. So if the bread is still warm and the chavis is open, and therefore you can easily smell the wine, not smell the roses or the coffee, but you can smell the wine. So then that scent of the wine is going to go into the pas, and it's going to be awesome. Everybody agrees to that. The pas tenenis, if the bread is already cooled off, the chavis megupa and the chavis is sealed, where it's very hard to smell the wine. I guess if you get very close, you might be able to smell something. Everybody would agree that that's mutter, because the pas is not really a boleya, it's cold, and the chavis is not really emitting any smell. So then everybody agrees with it. So where's the machlokes? That you only had one mala out of the two malas. One, that it's a pas chama, since it's warm, it's shoev. By definition, it's schlepping, it's absorbing scents and other things around it. So even though the chavis megufa, it's sealed. According to one man, the Yomar, nevertheless, the chamimus of the pas is so strong that it will try to draw out and absorb some of the scent behind the magupa in this chavis, and therefore that's why it's osur according to Rameir. Or according to Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda say, no, this is Eshvach, come on, the chavis is magupa. You go close to the chavis, you really can't smell anything. That's why you have to make the bastia, that's why you have to go and make the hole to be able to smell it, otherwise you can't smell it. If you're really a fine schmecker, if you can really, so therefore the pas chama chavis magupa, zok to Rabbi Huda, that's why it's mutter. And Rabbi Yosi again distinguishes between chitim and soyim. And the same thing he has Fakert. The Pasinetis, the Pas already is cooled off. The Chavis Psucha, and the Chavis is open. In such a case, Pasinetis, the Chavis Psucha, even though the scent of the wine is strong, but this Pas is a Kalta fish, and it's a Kalta bright, and it's not interesting, Shoyim. He says, leave me out of here. I'm not interested in you. You smell. Get out of here, smell. And therefore, he sends the scent away. It's sent away. Anyway, so bottom line is that's why you have the Mechlevi to the Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi with his third Shita. However, Zogti et Sabayi v'Hadidi, in my case, what means my case, wherever I hold that that pass has that the Reicha Miltzahi, like the case of the Taner, Shesika, Bekomain, and all the other cases, well, there to Mikli Surah. But any other case that you have the smell, but the Dinami, whenever I say the Reicha Miltzahi, that's Kepas Chama, Bechavis Psucha Dami. So going back to that original case, for instance, that we had, that the Chamra fell into the Chala, that's the wine fell into the vinegar, oh, the vinegar is very strong. It's a chavis psucha. The wine is capable of being boleya that reich. It has a din of reich hamiltzi. Same thing Rashi says on the second, the first and second line. Haididi, hay bastia dosana kibas chama b'chavis psucha dami. The chavis psucha is not totally psucha, but it's open with that hole, that perforation that we made in the megupa. I smell the wine reich hamiltzi. So says Abaye, everybody could agree with reich hamiltzi. Why does the Behuda hold that it's mutter in that case? Because it's talking about a pas seinanis, the chavis psucha, or a pas chama and chavis megupa.
But
what does the Abaye hold? The Abaye holds that we don't care about that, we care about the reich. That's why when we had the chamra falling to the chaya, these are two separate minim. This is wine, and I'm going to make kiddush on it, and this is vinegar that I'm going to put in my salad dressing. It's min b'shem min. Different names, different taste, but it has the same reich. Reicha miltzi. Here too, reicha miltzi. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. See you all tomorrow.